Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa tukau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere, i rungi te waia kōrero ko te whanaunga rā Dallas King ki te kōrero e pānaki tō rātou tū i runga i tērā waka kōpiko, tērā waka hakawhiti i te moano hokianga hakapau karakia, nō reira me tāri ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Dallas.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe take kaihana.
Nei, rati mea ti kia koe hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hau. Mohi ana e pukumahi ana koutou i roti te hokianga i tēnei wā me tērā mahi haumaru i o mātai whanaunga me te takiwā i reira. Ai, no reira, tēnā kōrero mai pēhia rā tō koutou tū i reira.
It's been interesting. It's been eventful. Especially over the weekend, there were different types of attention. Everybody was aware, but yeah, it's been really meaningful for us to look after our kaina in this way. That's probably how I would describe it.
And kapai, so I've just recently got off the phone with Hone Harawira, and he's spoken about how things went over in Kaio and the different areas throughout Te Tai Tukurau at the moment under alert level 3. How has things been for yourselves in trying to organise whānau during these alert levels and ensure that even yourselves who are on the front line are remaining safe?
Yeah, that was an interesting challenge actually, because it's the first time that I'm aware of that we've ever had an alert level boundary or something of that nature that cuts our harbour in half. And what has all of my life and all of my ancestors' lives been seen as the body of water that joins the two sides of the harbour suddenly got turned into a boundary, and that was understandably upsetting for some people. So I guess on the first couple of days, I did the shifts myself, and that was really just to assess what level of risk there was. And then after that, we came together with a bit of a strategy around how we would keep ourselves safe as volunteers, what are the conversations that we're having, why are we there, because police were there also and they had their role, and what was our capacity there as haukainga, as aika, for hokianga, and how can we support and afi our whānau so that it's not such a... for those of us who have got whānau that are travelling for a genuine and bona fide and sometimes really emotional purpose. You know, we've had a tangi, we've got a tangi today, so some of our whānau were travelling. It's at the same time as upholding the restrictions that are in place to protect our whānau, it's also been at the same time about supporting whānau that are coming through and making sure that they're, you know, emotionally looked after and that we are respectful of what's happening. So it's been really awesome. We've got some really clear protocols in place. Everyone that volunteers has had a pānui and a comp. I've met with them to talk to them about what we're doing, how it's set up, what they need to do to keep themselves safe. And we've got a really good little situation with comms. There have been some learnings, is how I would describe it. But so far, it's been really positive, yeah.
Ka pai. And it was actually your post on the Te Hiku Tū Hapū Whānau page the other day that drew me in again, and wanted to be able to have a kōrero with you, because this is also different from other areas throughout the country, as you are also basing yourself on the Kohura Tuarua on the ferry itself, having to cross the Hokianga Harbour, as you've just spoken about. Are you able to give us a little bit of kōrero on what it's like having to work with those who also operate the Kohura on a daily basis?
Yeah, actually it's been really good. It's had its own unique challenges, but yeah, we are based on the ferry. I guess that's partially in recognition of the fact that police have only got so many resources, and when there are other issues flaring up, it means that the things that we've been relying on here at home get sent over there to help. So yesterday was a classic example. Instead of having the level of police support that has been in place, they all were taken out and sent over to Kaio because of what was happening there. But, you know, on the ferry, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to keep your wairua toe, to remember and stay connected to what the purpose of why we're here. And it also means that one police unit alongside some of our community volunteers, you
people can be on the ferry and we can do both sides, and we're working with ferry staff. So at the moment, because you know the ferry, people drive, the ferry pulls in, the gates open, the cars drive off, the ferry gates are then shut, and that gives us an opportunity to walk along the line of cars that are lined up for the ferry and just check that they're not going to be, that they're travelling for the right reason and that they've got all the paperwork they need to travel. And then once we give them the all clear, the ferry staff open the gates and let people on. Yesterday we had a really unfortunate situation where one person was threatening to drive on, and so it was great because I went over, knew the person, talked to them and explained that actually this is, you know, this is our kaupapa. You know, we're here, I'm here to make sure that people understand that Ngāti Kahara, Ngāti Hau, Te Mahurehure and Te Hikitu, which are the four hapū that are kaitiaki for this space in Auckland and Rāwhine, that this is us. We're here to make sure that our whānau are kept safe on both sides of the harbour. And so to do that would be to disrespect the wishes of the haukainga here.
Aye, tika tonu.
You know, all that kind of conversation takes place, and yeah. But no, it's been challenging but good. And, hopefully.
Yeah, ka pai. That being one of the integral parts of ensuring that this kaupapa works is that we're having whānau on the front line to be able to talk with the whānau who are finding it frustrating, and really this compliance fatigue, wanting to be able to cross the ferry or wanting to even cross the borders, these current borders that are up at the moment for level 2 and level 3, to go and do what they want to do when they need to do it. But many of us, some of us have had scheduled urupa cleaning and other things like that. That does not fall under the current essential travel. So it is really awesome to see a lot more whānau. We're seeing ones like Mike Te Wake and others on the other side of the harbour, and seeing many of our whanaunga who are joining Taitokerau Border Control, just to be able to provide that extra whanaungatanga side of things. But what are some of the final main messages that you would like to get out for our whānau who may be looking to try and cross over the Hokianga Harbour on our ferry?
Yeah, I guess the main message for me would be to say that it's not just the government asking people to only travel for essential purposes, it's us too as the haukainga. We've lost some incredible leaders in recent times, people that were close to us. And so when people are saying that they want to travel, I want them to ask themselves, is it essential travel? And if it is, then you'll be able to get the permission and the paperwork that you need to cross over the border, and it wouldn't be an issue. People are also assuming that we're there just simply for the government's purpose. That's not true. In actual fact, most of, in level 3, the marais on the north side are closed. That in itself has been challenging for our haukainga over there, my whānau there, to manage during times of grief and loss. And so if they are having to go through this, they are asking, we're doing this not just for the people that live on the south side of the harbour, but also for our whānau who live on the north side of the harbour. We're protecting our whānau. And it's a little bit like if you were carrying something that you knew had the potential to kill others, ask yourself, would you still travel into that place?
Mm.
And so, it's a serious and sombre message, but that's genuinely how we feel when it's not in Auckland only. It's all around us. We've had a recent spate of cases in South Hokianga, and, you know, it was anxious times for us. Us as whānau, we were moving fast, we were contacting people fast, and we were acting fast because we wanted to protect our people. And so the message is, only travel for essential purpose, and if you're travelling for essential purpose, you will have no problem getting the paperwork and all of the things in place that you need. If you're not travelling for essential purpose, then we're asking you to stay home. And also letting you know that we're there, and we're there to make sure that that is upheld in order to protect our people.
Nei, rā, te mea te kia koutou katoa e Dallas, me o koutou mahi i tēnei wā, hei haumarutia o tātou rohe hoki ki ngā taha e rua o te moana o hokianga hakapau karakia. No reira, nei rā, te mea te kia koe, kia koutou katoa e te whanaunga, kia paitora, kia matara.
Ngā mahi nui, me koe hoki.
Ai, ko Dallas King tērā, no Ngāti Hau, Ngāti Kaharau, no Te Hiku Tū, nā rātou tērā mahi runga i tērā waka kōpiko, waka hakawhiti i te moana o Hokianga. Nā rātou te mahi nui, kia haumaru tia o tō tātou rohe me o mātou whanaunga e noho pū ki roto i wera o ngā takiwā. No reira, mō tēnei wā e te whānau, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiku Tika, iwa tukau mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Yeah.